When the stock market plunges like it did this past week, everyone pays attention. But short-term losses aren't that important to the man you're about to meet. David Walker thinks the biggest economic peril facing the nation is being ignored. And for this past year, he's been traveling the country like an Old Testament prophet, urging people to wake up before it's too late. Who is David Walker and why should we care? He's the nation's top accountant, the Comptroller General of the United States. He's totaled up the government's income, liabilities, and future obligations, and concluded that our current standard of living is unsustainable unless some drastic action is taken, and he's not alone. It's been called the dirty little secret everyone in Washington knows, a set of financial truths so inconvenient that most elected officials don't even want to talk about them, which is exactly why David Walker does.
I would argue that the most serious threat to the United States is not someone hiding in a cave in Afghanistan or Pakistan, but our own fiscal irresponsibility.
As Comptroller General of the United States, he runs the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, which audits the government's books and serves as the investigative arm of the U.S. Congress.
I'm going to show you some numbers. They're all big and they're all bad.
So bad that Walker has given up on elected officials and taken his message directly to taxpayers and opinion makers.
Dave Walker, how are you? Good to see you.
Hoping to shape the debate in the next presidential election.
You know, the American people, I tell you, we've been to 13 cities outside of Washington with the fiscal wake-up tour. They are absolutely starved for two things, the truth and leadership.
He calls it a fiscal wake-up tour, and he is telling civic groups, university forums, and newspaper editorial boards that the U.S. has spent, promised, and borrowed itself into such a deep hole it will be unable to climb out if it doesn't act now. As Walker sees it, the survival of the republic is at stake.
What's going on right now is that we're spending more money than we make, we're charging it to a credit card, and expecting our grandchildren to pay for it. And that's absolutely outrageous.
You've heard this before from Ross Perot 15 years ago.
In 1950, when the dollar was worth a dollar,
you might have even thought the problem had been solved.
Tonight I come before you to announce that the federal deficit will be simply zero.
Well, those days are gone. We've gone from surpluses to huge deficits, and our long-range situation is much worse.
President Bush would argue that the economy is in pretty good shape. Unemployment is down. The deficit is actually less than expected.
The fact is that we don't face an immediate crisis. And so people say, what's the problem? The answer is we suffer from a fiscal cancer. It is growing within us. And if we do not treat it, it could have catastrophic consequences for our country.
The cancer, Walker says, are massive entitlement programs we can no longer afford, exacerbated by a demographic glitch that began more than 60 years ago. A dramatic spike in the fertility rate called the baby boom. Beginning next year and for 20 years thereafter, 78 million Americans will become pensioners and medical dependents of the U.S. taxpayer.
The first baby boomer will reach 62 and be eligible for early retirement or Social Security January 1, 2008. They'll be eligible for Medicare just 3 years later. And when those boomers start retiring en masse, then that will be a tsunami of spending that could swamp our ship of state if we don't get serious.
To illustrate their impact, he uses a PowerPoint presentation to show what would happen in 30 years if the U.S. maintains its current course and fulfills all the promises politicians have made to the public on things like Social Security and Medicare.
What happens in 2040?
Well,
if nothing changes.
If nothing changes, the federal government's not going to be able to do much more than pay interest on the mounting debt and some entitlement benefits. It won't have money left for anything else. National defense, Homeland Security, education, you name it.
Walker says you could eliminate all waste and fraud and the entire Pentagon budget and the long-range financial projections barely change in what's shaping up as an actuarial nightmare.
There's not going to be enough wage earners to pay for the benefits of the baby boomers.
That's part of the problem. But the real problem, Steve, is health care cost. Our health care problem is much more significant than Social Security.
What do you mean by that?
By that I mean that the Medicare problem is 5 times greater than the Social Security problem.
The problem with Medicare, Walker says, is people keep living longer and medical costs keep rising at twice the rate of inflation. But instead of dealing with the problem, he says the President and the Congress made things much worse just 3 years ago when they expanded the Medicare program to include prescription drug coverage.
The prescription drug bill was probably the most fiscally irresponsible piece of legislation since the 1960s. The
Why?
Imbalance, well, because we promised way more that we can afford to keep. $8 trillion added to what was already a $15 to $20 trillion underfunding. We're not being realistic. We can't afford the promises we've already made, much less to be able to piling on top of them.
With one stroke of the pen, Walker says the federal government increased existing Medicare obligations nearly 40% over the next 75 years.
We'd have to have $8 trillion today invested at Treasury rates to deliver on that promise.
And how much do we have?
Zip.
Walker says we have promised almost unlimited health care to senior citizens who never see the bills, and the government is already borrowing money to pay them. He says the system is unsustainable.
It's the number one fiscal challenge for the federal government. It's the number one fiscal challenge for state governments, and it's the number one competitiveness challenge for American business. We're going to have to dramatically and fundamentally reform our health care system in installments over the next 20 years.
And if we don't?
And if we don't, it could bankrupt America.
You're probably expecting to hear from someone who disagrees with the Comptroller General's numbers, projections, and analysis. But hardly anyone does. He is accompanied on the wake-up tour by economists from the Conservative Heritage Foundation, the left-leaning Brookings Institution, and the nonpartisan Concord Coalition.
Let's go.
The only dissenters seem to be a small minority of economists who believe either that the U.S. can grow its way out of the problem or that Walker is overstating it.
Unfortunately, they don't get it. I don't know anybody who has done their homework, has researched history, and who's good at math, who would tell you that we can grow our way out of this problem.
Economic growth alone is unlikely to solve the nation's impending fiscal problems.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke validated much of Walker's take on the situation at congressional hearings this year, and so did ranking Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Budget Committee.
This is not just about numbers. We are mortgaging the future of our children and grandchildren at record rates, and that is not only an issue of fiscal irresponsibility, it's an issue of immorality.